A business sells goods for $15,000 on credit. This transaction affects one asset account and one revenue account. The affected asset account is accounts receivable, and it increases by $15,000. That's why the accountant makes a debit record on it. The affected revenue account is sales revenues, and it increases by $15,000 too. The accountant makes a credit record on it. The goods are worked off at a cost of $11,000. This transaction affects one expense account and one asset account. The affected asset account is the inventory account, and the affected expense account is the cost of goods sold account. The expense account cost of goods sold increases by $11,000. The account should be debited. The asset account inventory decreases because the goods go out. The account should be credited. Actually, no matter that the business has not yet received money, the owner's equity increases with the difference between $15,000 sales revenues and $11,000 cost of goods sold. In 1 month, the business receives a payment of 10% of the total selling price of the goods sold. The cash inflow affects two asset accounts, account cash and account receivable. The cash account increases by $1,500. And a debit record on the account should be made. The accounts receivable account decreases by $1,500. And a credit record on the account should be made. Let's take a close look at the general ledger. The accounts receivable account increases by $15,000. And a record on the debit side of the account is placed. This shows that the business expects cash inflow. The sales revenue account increases by $15,000. And a record on the credit side of the account is placed. This record shows that no matter that the business has not yet received money, the owner's equity increases by $15,000. The costs of goods sold account increases by $11,000. And a record on the debit side of the account is placed. This record shows that the business recognizes $11,000 expenses when a revenue is accumulated. The owner's equity decreases by $11,000. The inventory account decreases by $11,000. And a record on the credit side of the account is placed. This record shows that inventory goes out. The cash account increases by $1,500. And a debit record is made. This record shows a money inflow. The asset account accounts receivable decreases by $1,500. And a credit record is made.